Elizabeth Gaskell, The Short Stories. Elizabeth Gaskell is equally well known as Mrs. Gaskell. When her mother died, she was 3 months old, and she was sent to live in Knutsford, Cheshire, with her Aunt Hannah. This setting would become the basis for her novel, Cranford. At 22, she married and settled in Manchester to raise her family. Friends with Charlotte Bronte, she went on to write her biography and was also highly regarded by a certain Charles Dickens, who published her ghost stories in his magazine. Much of her work views the emerging industrial society of Victorian England through her own moral and religious values and has an uncanny ability to look at and report on the many strata of society. This collection of stories is read for you by Richard Mitchley, Lisa Ross and Gisela Rowe.
Right at Last by Elizabeth Gaskell. Dr. Brown was poor and had to make his way in the world. He had gone to study his profession in Edinburgh, and his energy, ability and good conduct had entitled him to some notice on the part of the professors. Once introduced to the ladies of their families, his prepossessing appearance and pleasing manners made him a universal favourite. And perhaps no other student received so many invitations to dancing and evening parties, or was so often singled out to fill up an odd vacancy at the last moment at the dinner table. No one knew particularly who he was or where he sprang from, but then he had no near relations, as he had once or twice observed. So he was evidently not hampered with low-born or low-bred connections. He had been in mourning for his mother when he first came to college. All this much was recalled to the recollection of Professor Fraser by his niece Margaret, as she stood before him one morning in his study, telling him in a low but resolute voice that the night before Dr. James Brown had offered her...